Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. Hello, everybody. And due to the fact that we have unreliable engineering on this show, we've had to change things around a little bit. You can call the Inner Sight hotline and voice of Mad or Glad, and we'll put it over the air. Or if you want to, we can call you back on the three-way. So either way, you know, if I put your comment on the air, it'll be paraphrased, but we can also get you on the air. So the Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090 at the Inner Sight hotline. Mad or Glad Monday, and one of the most serious happenings toward a blow toward the disabled, of course, is the death of Milton, the guide dog, over a year ago now. Now, you know what really bothers me, and I knew it bothered other people because I took a survey on the subway, and I saw the reaction of people, and they are completely outraged that not only did the Guide Dog Foundation have a role in killing Milton, the guide dog, but compounded to make it worse, they have denied Michelle service. They don't call her. They haven't spoken with her or supported her in any way. I mean, it's horrible. You know. Normally, when your guide dog gets old and passes away, the school. Isn't this a lot worse than that? If the dog was killed on their premises by a trainer and they had the nerve to tell Michelle's lawyer, oh, it's only a dog. That's their response to the whole situation. So that's a definite mad, and I would like to see the governor get involved in this, because there's a great need for some balancing here, for some justice, for some help, for someone who trusted a school, a registered school with the state, not licensed to train dogs, and no regulations. But nevertheless, register. And the death of Milton, written off with a slap on the wrist to the trainer, absolutely horrible. What is happening and how Milton was killed. So that's my top mad for tonight. Anybody would like to comment on that, 631-224-3090. And we intend to increase our petition. We have about 67,000 names. Our next goal, and it's going to take a miracle, is 1 million names by Christmas. We only got a couple of months. We're going to push for it because it's absolutely horrible. A candidate for president is going to go into running and campaigning and all that, talking about things. Are they going to talk about the death of Milton and how things must be improved with these schools? That they allow them to be tax exempt, 501c3 they call it, and they allow them to have federal ID numbers? I mean, it's because of the government people are able to take in all that money. Any candidate who doesn't address this issue and who doesn't draw up legislation in the mind of inner sight is not worthy to be president of this country. It's outrageous. So we're going to be pushing them. We're going to be trying to get in touch. And every commission for the blind should be concerned about this in every state. Why hasn't the Commission for the Blind put Milton's story up on their website? They have not, to my knowledge, acknowledged the death of a guide dog. Well, we all know that the Commission for the Blind never liked guide dogs. They're cane people, you know, the white cane. But this is indeed a horror. And to make it worse, nothing's being done about it by any politician. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, Tom and Michelle. And of course, you'll see a great presence of Milton over there. 631-286-0444. And you have catering, great food, Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York. Hey, we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Mr. Kennedy, one of our supporters, and we thank you for that. And we hope that your wife is going under a speedy recovery. And prayers and prayers and more prayers. Doreen. All right, Inner Sight. You need dog food, cat food, call Gary. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, no charge. And when he's able to do it, the medical for the animals. Again, that number, 631-484-3085. And by the way, if you're disabled and you have difficulty getting around, let Gary know. Sometimes he can bring the food to you. All right. All right, Inner Sight. And hey, if you want to stay in shape and have some fun, we got a good number for you. Third Eye Insight. Talk to Devin Fernandez under the Third Eye Insight. And here's the number, 631-445-3464. 445-3464. Third Eye Insight. Learn how to purify all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo. Baby Royalty. Ollie Campbell. And all. Athena is another one. A wonderful example of keeping a autistic child out of an institution. With Maria, her mom, doing a great job. All right. Extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight thing. Extra mile for the child. Keep it in mind. Practice it. Big East, the Key to Rescue. I want to thank them so much for helping my dog stay healthy. And the food that they send to her. Big East, the Key to Rescue. 609-388-7004. And if you want to catch the email on them. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. So thank you so much, Joanne Diamond, for being a part of Inner Sight. We greatly appreciate it. By the way, if anyone out there is interested in an Akita service dog, probably get the dog donated and we can help you in the training of it. So, Akita's a great, great dog. You got to get the right one. And their temperaments are really beautiful if you get the right one. All right, Inner Sight, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, working with them and proud to do so. Coming up October 13th, their self-advocacy workshop, October 13th. And check it out. Go to the Silo website. Or you can call them, 631-880-7929. Give you that number again in a minute. I want to thank Joe Delgado and Jill and Brianna and the whole gang over there for supporting the Day for Milton, for helping Inner Sight. And they have all kinds of programs over there. You'd have to check with them to see what you might be interested in. 631-880-7929 on the Silo. Joe Delgado is the executive director. Thank you, Joe. All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. And that's the Inner Sight hotline for tonight, by the way. If you're listening to the show, you want to make a comment, call the Inner Sight hotline. And we'll be able to get your comment. And we can get you on the show on the three-way if you want to be on. Inner Sight. And don't forget, coming up October 20th, our nursing home news conference to present the solution and how to get rid of these nursing homes and stop wasting all that money and stop oppressing people and allow people to remain in their own home. We'll give all the ins and outs of it and how it would work and where the money will come from. The government will spend less with this and keep the person in their own home with the help that they need. Of course, it's going to take a while to get off the ground, like everything else. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. And I heard the other day that Mr. Biden, our president, is 80 years old. I didn't know that. I thought he was younger. It's a good age. But, you know, you're never really too old. As long as you got your health, vitality, and energy, you're never really too old to fulfill your dreams in life. And I would really like to see Mr. Biden do something, change this system that we who are disabled and the elderly too have to deal with. Because it's a very, very difficult system to deal with. And it's archaic. It's old. It's outdated. We're working on it. We're trying to get the politicians to wake up and understand some of these things. You know, like I've always said, the inner sight is there's three areas which we are very active and that we want to change. One is the nursing homes, the service dog schools, and the Americans with Disability Act. Those three areas need to be modernized and changed, and much more protection has to be put in. Now, you heard me talk about Michelle at the outset of the show. Well, talk about protection. Where is she protected? You know, she killed their dog and they won't service her. Where is the hearing process? Where's the protection by the law? So that's a perfect example of what Congress needs to do and what the president should stand up for. They don't even talk about these things, and they should. Inner Sight, our organization, SILO, has been helping, and we're going to keep on talking about these things and presenting them from different points of view and so on and so forth until somebody wakes up and does something about it. We need a strong, powerful law in the ADA. And we need money behind it. The agencies should be raising money. And by the way, Inner Sight is looking into trying to get it off the ground, to start a foundation to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Now, there isn't one foundation in this country, to my knowledge, where you can get money to turn the nursing homes thing better. So we're trying to pull things together to find out the best way to start this foundation. If anybody out there can offer some advice, we'd greatly appreciate it. Because there's a great need to get rid of these nursing homes and get people into their own home with the help that they need. And everybody needs housing. Everybody knows that. So if you know of any or of the best way to start a foundation like that, please contact us. Inner Sight, 1620@gmail.com. That's our email. Inner Sight, 1620@gmail.com. All right, this is Mad or Glad Monday. It looks like a one-man operation right now. We have the Inner Sight hotline open if you want to tell us you're mad or you're glad about something. 631-224-3090 is the Inner Sight hotline. Most people just listen to this show. You know, they listen when they want, and that's all right. Once in a while, they'll pick up the phone and call. By the way, we got a new television time local on Long Island Sunday night. I believe it's 9:30. I'll have to double check it, but I think it's 9:30. 115. Channel 115. New channel, new time, new show. All right. So check it out. Yeah, so what's on people's mind, you know, things that affect them, right? Things that they need, things that bother them when they're not there, annoy them, you know. People are not disabled. So, you know, they don't talk about being disabled or disabilities. They don't have one. But remember, nobody knows what tomorrow will bring. In the blinking of an eye, excuse me, you can become disabled, plunged into a world that's very, very difficult to deal with. And it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be like that. And we're not looking for perfection or, you know, to make everything perfect. We're looking for equality. The simple idea. Everything should be there for everyone. Walking down the street the other day, I asked my phone what street I was on. Okay. So they tell me. You know, hopefully it's the right street. But what if you don't have a phone? What if the phone breaks? What if you drop it? What if it's in the middle of a storm? There's no substitute for signage and the sound and whatever type of help you can get. It should be there. I mean, the phone is all right. And by the way, these phones don't always work. You know, you got to keep badgering them and so on and so forth sometimes. They don't always work the way they should. So everything should be there. Now, I don't believe my phone could tell me where the bus stop is. I don't believe so. Of course, once you find the bus stop, can you read it? You know what bus stops there or where it's going. So all these things should be there for everyone. We pay taxes. When you go into the store and you buy something, you know, they always charge you that little extra cents or whatever it is. You're paying taxes. Everyone pays taxes. But not everyone benefits from those taxes. Well, that's a mad. Why should we have to pay taxes if we're not getting the same quality of life and the same identifying signs and whatever is up there? I say whatever is up there because of the blind person. I don't know what's up there. You know, you come to a street anywhere in this country, if you can't see it, you don't know if there's a stop sign there or a light or whatever it is, unless it's accessible. They leave us out. And what's worse, they get away with it. There's a mad. Everything to be made equal is what inner sight is about. Thing on the news today about the drug companies getting together with Medicare to negotiate prices, you know. Well, it's a better way to do it. Why not let the agencies start raising some of that money for people's medical? They could make money on it. They could do it as a fundraiser. And the government could just put up the other half. We need to change this system. We need to be integrated into these agencies. We need to become partners with these agencies that are supposed to be there for us. That's the only way that this system is going to improve. Now, many people who are disabled and elderly and so on and so forth, there's another mad. Go to these doctors. They take medicine for years and years and years, and they get worse. Now, there's so many other ways of treatment today. You hear it all over the Google and the YouTube. The FDA doesn't believe in it. All right. But if you have the money to go to some of these other doctors, it doesn't matter what the FDA believes in, because if they can help you, why not? And if they can help you without putting stuff in you that has horrible side effects, that's even better. There's all kinds of natural healing today that is being ignored by the government. I guarantee you that this meeting between Medicare and the government will not include natural healing where they would pay for it. So they're going to negotiate prices. Well, let the agencies start raising some of that money. Why not? Well, it's a lot more than they are. See, that's the trouble with the government. They're not creative. They're so afraid of everything. Like, what's the expression? Stick in the mud. So that kind of thing has to stop. And that's what brings trouble. I'm referring again back to Milton, the guide dog that was killed. If there were regulations in the school, if there were licensed, the supervisory people would have thought twice. Would have said, "Hey, where's Milton? What'd you do with the dog?" Because the reason they would have thought twice is because, under penalty of law, they could have gotten into a lot of trouble, even jail. And it should be as serious as that. And that's why the government should take it up and pass legislation and give us the same strength that other people have in their lives. All right, man, a glad Monday tonight. Looks like a one-man shot, but here's the number, 631-224-3090, if you're listening. Call that Inner Sight hotline and tell us what you're mad about or glad about. We'll get it over the airwaves. 631-224-3090. Let's go down the how the week shapes up. Tonight, Matt of Glad, of course, Monday, Tuesday, open mic. Tomorrow night, you can pick your own subject. Talk about what you want. Keep it clean. Wednesday is the Nursing Home Show. All right? And Thursday, we usually pick a different subject. Try to get a show on autism maybe this week. Friday is the Funnies. Inner Sight Funnies. Friday night. So come on over, have a cool time and laugh and carry on and whatever. That's the week. And we did a couple of new television shows the other day. They'll be on in a week or so. Manhattan Neighborhood Network. We're on there 11 o'clock Wednesday night. MNN at 11 o'clock. And if you're in the city, you can get us on Verizon File 35, RCN 84, Wednesday night at 11, and 197. That's Wednesday night at 11 through Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Check it out. And out here, we're local now. They've got us on the weekend now, on Sunday. So we switch around a little bit. Sometimes it's good. You get a different audience. All right, Inner Sight, Matt of Glad, Monday. And I hear that Mr. Trump's trial, I believe, started, one of them. He's got so many things going on. Can't keep up with it. Now, there's a situation right there that's really pretty wild. You know, a guy with all that money, all that wealth, in all kinds of trouble, and who wants to be president again. Now, I'm not saying that Mr. Trump didn't do some good things. He probably did. But who's going to vote for a guy in so much trouble with the law? That's the big question. Of course, you never know. You never know what's going to happen next in this world. So we'll have to wait and see. The Inner Sight principle for us, we're recommending don't vote for anybody unless they show you what they're going to do. In other words, by example. Do something now. Let's see what you're going to do. An example of that would be, let's say, with the service dog. Produce a law. Write it up. Give people an example of what that law would be like. You know, when they say, well, if I'm elected, I'll do my best to get this signed into law and to protect people more. So, you know, you have to send your dog, your service dog, back to the school for retraining. You know that there are regulations that will protect your dog while at the school. And you, of course. So there's an example of how people can conduct their campaign. Do it by example. Show us. What are you going to do? You say you want to do this, that, and the other thing. Where's the proof? Some example. Do it now on a small scale. You know, there are so many things for us that they could do with that. On the nursing home scene, for instance. Get some of these agencies to raise money, country, who are trying to keep their loved ones out of nursing homes. This is what I'm going to do as a candidate. I believe that people should be in their own home with the help that they need. These politicians are friendly with a lot of these agencies. They can advise them in that way. They can get a fundraiser going and help people who are struggling to keep their loved ones out of nursing home. There are thousands of people like that in this country. And then, you know, when you do that and it gets on the news and you have something to brag about. Hey, we raised $50,000 to help 10 people or whatever it is who are trying to keep their loved ones out of nursing home. And this is what I'm going to do on a large scale if and when I'm elected to Congress or whatever the person's running for. That's how these people should work. Do it now. They don't have to use their own money. It's the agencies. All these politicians are connected with agencies. Every time there's an event, they're invited, they go there, they talk, and that's all they do. Talk don't mean a damn thing. Start doing it. So there you have it. That's the inner sight criteria. We want to see people set the example. How are you going to do? What are you going to do? Why should I vote for you? You know, these are the issues. These are the three basic issues within a site: the nursing homes, service dog schools, and the ADA. Got to get a brochure up on that. The three basic concerns that need to be modified, and the candidates should not only address that. Talk don't mean nothing. They should start doing something about it on a small scale. To show what they'll do if and when elected. And as I said, they don't have to spend their own money. Get the agencies to do it. That's what they're there for. They're allowed to raise money. So, yeah, you have that's something new. I don't believe that they would need legislation to do that because the agencies are all nonprofit, they're there. So I don't believe it would require any legislative intervention. New York 840 inner sight and Matt or Glad Monday. The Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. Use that because the engineer left town or something. I don't know where she went. So, again, that Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. And, yeah, it's going to be a big 24 election, you know. But is it going to be the same old stuff? You know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. Same old stuff. Talk, talk, talk. And nothing done. Well, let me see you do it now. What do you mean? Show me. That's how it should be. At least that way, if the person loses or they drop out or whatever, at least you got something out of it. You helped. And that's what's needed. The whole idea of being creative and innovative in this system, which is really suffering, I'll tell you. All right, Inner Sight, and if you'd like to be on the show, we usually do guests on Thursday night. Send us an email, InnerSight1621620. Think of Sweet 16. 1620@gmail.com. Put your phone number in. We can get back to you. And tell us what you'd like to talk about. And we will be in contact. We usually do the guest on Thursday night, but we're pretty flexible. We can change things around if need be. So again, that email, Inner Sight, that's INNER. SIGHT, one word, InnerSight1620@1620gmail.com. Or you can call the Inner Sight hotline and leave a message. 631-224-3090. Yeah, you know, you talk about the beauty of the earth, the beauty of nature and the animals and the birds and the flowers. People don't pay enough attention. Kind of guy who walks down the street, down the road here, out here where I live, a lot of woods. And I talk to the animals. I talk to the ducks, the flowers. I even talk to the trees. I'll hug them, too. Hey, without those things, we wouldn't be anywhere. So, everybody's in their car. You know, take a walk. See what you got out there. See what you got around you. Visit it. You know, treasure it. Cherish it. Because it's so valuable. All of the plants in this world, just about all of them, have healing power. That's how they were made by the Creator. Healing power in the plants. Aloe vera, mint, basil, just to mention a few. Parsley. Cilantro, all those plants and more are good for healing the body and for keeping the body away from dangerous germs. Wild oil of oregano is one of the best things for that. Kills virus. Wild oil of oregano. And it's not expensive. You can get it in the in a lot of the pharmacies now. A couple of drops on your tongue and some water, and you can feel the warmth of it. And it's very good to your nasal passages, too. So pay more attention to the animals, to the birds. I have a dove friend that I talk to. I think now he flew further south because of the fall, but I don't know, maybe he just went into hibernation and the weather warmed up over here, he might come out again. Flies are so valuable and beautiful, very angelic. How many animals that we don't even know are angels? You know, the Bible speaks about animal angels. So it's really true. I believe my dog is an angel. Beautiful Akita. Very, very perceptive and innovative and intuitive. My dog is very intuitive. So pay attention to the animals, and especially if you're driving. And that's why I don't believe cars should go that fast. You're going too fast, the animal jumps out in front of you or crosses in front of you, and it's fatal. And the car shouldn't be going that fast, unless, of course, it's a life or death emergency. That's different. But I mean, under normal circumstances, cars go too fast. There's too many of them. So do some walking. Good for you. I walk a couple of miles every day. And I love it. It keeps me young and in shape. Inner Sight reminds you. Go an extra mile for a child. Walk that mile and help children. I want to say hello to my new friend, Andrea. I have an autistic son. And we hope to get her on the show soon. Talk about autistic children. All right, Inner Sight. Mad or glad Monday, anything you're troubled about, you're mad about, or you're glad about, call it in if you want. Leave a message or paraphrase it over the air, or we can get you on the three-way. Got a few minutes left. Inner Sight Hotline, 631-224-3090. That's the hotline for tonight because we don't have an engineer. So check it out at 8:49, Inner Sight time, and the weather's warmed up. It'll be about 75, maybe more, out here today in Long Island, New York. And, yeah. In the news, I don't really go for the regular 6 o'clock news. I just listen to the business news, you know. When you hear all these companies struggling back and forth and scrambling to sell more product and all that, whatever it is. Well, they said, you know, one thing I found sounded really stupid, but they said that the average waiting time for fast food is 29 seconds in this country. Not on the news. Well, I mean, who cares? 29 seconds. But now, does that mean that people are going to eat that food in 29 seconds, too? God, don't do that. Don't eat it, period. What they should do is slow down, set an example. These cars all over the place. I think cars should have signals on them. Audible signals, you know, to alert people who are visually impaired. Turn, making left turn, making right turn, you know, things of that sort. Car approaching, truck approaching, whatever. I think there's a need for that. Maybe it would slow things down, too. of course, to engineer it and to work it out is a whole other thing. But I believe there's a great need for that. All right, Inner Sight, 631-224-3090 on the hotline. Anybody need help out there? You need some direction, which way to go? You need give us a call. We'd be happy to talk with you and see if there's anything we could do. We're going to be with you tomorrow night on the open mic where you can pick your own subject. And don't forget, Wednesday night, the nursing home show. We're always looking for people who would like to call in. If you're in a nursing home, you know someone who is, you have a loved one, or you are trying to keep your loved one out of the nursing home, let us know. You see, Inner Sight is a good support for that, because all the programs that are available keep people out of nursing homes will only go so far. And then the criteria changes and they drop you. We won't. We'll keep going with you all the way, as much as we can. So the combination could become very valuable. And I'm very proud that we're working with the Independent Living Center here in Suffolk County to turn the nursing home into accessible housing. We're still trying to find out about that place outside of Boston, an abandoned nursing home, what's going to be done with it. We have our advocate on it, and we're hoping to get some word. Really, we have a, we can get a letter of endorsement from the Independent Living Center here. Promise me a letter of endorsement if we can have the possibility of doing something with that property, an abandoned nursing home. We could turn that into accessible housing. Would be a big plus. Be a great place for candidates to come and say, hey, here's an example of how it can be done. So, stay within a sight if you want to win the fight, because we're with you. We're going to make it happen. I want to thank all our listeners, all our friends. We'll keep the show going. Really appreciate your help. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And, of course, the Inner Sight phone number, the hotline is 631-224-3090. Thank you for listening. We apologize for the inconvenience of not having the engineer, no fault of our own. But the show must go on, and that's exactly what has happened here. So come on in tomorrow night with open mic. Pick your own subject. Talk about anything you want. Gave you a good few mads or glads on the air. Stuff to think about. The candidates should think about it. Not just the same old talk stuff. Because that stuff is worn out. We don't want to hear it anymore. We need a new approach to this system. A definite new approach. The old stuff is all worn out, and it's time to get rid of it. All right, Inner Sight, thank you. Count 122,000 listeners plus. I'm growing. And by the way, half of those 120, more than half, have signed our petition to license and regulate the guide dog school. They have about 76,000 names. We need names on the nursing home petition. Get to it. You don't want to go to a nursing home? Sign the petition. Let the government know that you don't want to go to a nursing home. And then maybe we can get them to start allowing these agencies to raise money to keep people out of nursing homes. That's what we need. All right. See you tomorrow night. Thank you. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner. Give us more Inner Sight. We want more. The whole world should be inner sight. Hello?